Hi, Megan.
Hey, Elaine.
Maybe I've got water on my mind after we got some good rain this week. In this week's edition of the paper, your colleague Kevin Robinson Avila has a couple of water-related stories. First, the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority is upgrading its South Valley sewer treatment plant. What are some of the plant's issues?
Well, apparently a lot of the equipment just doesn't work properly anymore due to corrosion, and these upgrades will make the plant more compliance-ready as new federal water treatment regulations emerge. Those include removing trace pharmaceuticals, hormones, and chemicals.
Well, so what is the Water Authority doing to rectify these problems then?
Well, one of the newest things is a new ultraviolet disinfection system, and it's replacing a potentially hazardous chlorine disinfection process that was used to kill germs before discharging the treated wastewater into the Rio Grande. The new system will also make it easier to install upgrades. So basically, almost every part of the process will get an upgrade.
Well, this, and I'm guessing this type of infrastructure project is pretty expensive. How much is it going to cost?
The whole system, well, the ultraviolet system was about $8 million, but overall, the Water Utility Authority plans to spend about $250 million.
Well, so how is this going to affect rates for Water Authority customers?
Some of the projects have been funded with bonds, but yes, consumers will face higher rates as these capital projects move ahead. The utility raised rates about 21% in the last decade. They'll go up another 5% in fiscal year 2014.
Meanwhile, there are lots of people in New Mexico working on water purification and desalination projects. Kevin also reports this week on some of these other projects.
Yes, the national labs and the universities are investigating ways to make treatment systems more efficient and cost-effective, particularly ways to make desalination less energy-intensive. UNM's experimenting with floating plastic in wastewater. It lets bacteria grow on it. That creates a biofilm that removes pollutants. And the Bureau of Reclamation in Sandia and NMSU have a huge desalination facility in Alamogordo to test new technologies.
Well, so scarcity of water is such a big issue in New Mexico. What do these projects mean for water users in New Mexico?
You're right. The state's population has grown. Communities have drawn down shallow groundwater from aquifers that supplied most water needs. That has local and state governments turning to surface water from rivers and reservoirs of brackish water. That requires cost-effective technologies to treat these sources. And scientists at Sandia Labs said climate change and drought are exacerbating the freshwater shortage.
What about the economics of these endeavors? There are also some commercial companies in the field, right?
There are. Altella and Myox are two companies in Albuquerque that are selling large-scale water purification systems they created, and they're quite successful. But water prices don't currently reflect supply and demand. Communities aren't paying the real costs of water. That makes investors more reluctant to commit to new water technologies.
Megan, your story this week also has a water resources element. How did the New Mexico Water Collaborative get mixed up with the Cachette Performing Arts Center?
Well, it does seem odd, but the organization Cachette Dance Company wanted to lease space to other nonprofits, and this is a relatively new one. It focuses on water conservation and reclamation, and it's working with Cachette and the architects on the building design to make sure it uses water wisely.
And what other collaborations have contributed to the plans for this new performing arts center?
Well, the New Mexico Ballet Company and the Mother Road Theater Company will also move into the performing arts center when it is finished, I believe, next year. And this will allow them to have offices. They'll share multiple studios with Cachette. They'll use the on-site theater that is planned there. Yashoda Naidu, who owns Annapurna Restaurants, will open a new concept restaurant there. There are plans for sports medicine or physical therapy practice. And it's becoming quite a hub of activity in addition to the building taking place around them in the Sawmill neighborhood, which includes plans for a brew pub, apparently.
Well, so how is this going to work financially for the center then with all of these tenants?
Well, Cachette will be able to increase the percentage of its budget that now comes from earned revenue to something like 70% or 80%. Which is good. You don't have to rely on fundraising. The other arts groups will have to pay quite a bit more rent than they pay now in the spaces they're in, but they'll have larger theater space, which will help them make more money. That will help Mother Road a lot. And the ballet company said it can offer more classes. It can also collaborate with Cachette because Cachette does modern dance. They do classical ballet. The groups can cross-promote. And frankly, I think you're going to see a lot more collaborations like this among arts groups and among nonprofits in general.
Nice. We'll look forward to that. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Elaine.
Megan Kamrick is a senior reporter with the New Mexico Business Weekly. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.